Let's begin, guys.
Great to see everybody. Recording in progress.
Okay, great. I want to thank Bench. Thanks for making the order last night. And thank you, Yehuda, for picking it up. Okay? God willing, may we all eat together in the simcha and good things.
No mask.
Yeah, after the COVID, the whole thing. Okay. We're up to Kuf Amud Aleph in the Gemara. And we actually got up to the Gemara where we said to we wipe away the theory of Rav Papa, and we got up to Rav Huna. Not got up to Rav Huna, we remained with Rav Huna's approach, which was who's the Tana of the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna? Someone tell me. Rav Yossi, excellent. Rav Yossi is the Tana of the Mishnah, and he agrees that on Erev Pesach he can't eat, but Erev Shabbos, Rav Yadav, he can eat all the way till Atchet Tekshach. So, let us begin now. I want to read the Gemara from Ula Rav Huna Minicha. Okay? Let's go through the Gemara now. Ula Rav Huna Minicha. Everyone got it? Okay, let's see the Gemara. Ula Rav Huna Minicha. All right? Ariel, why don't you read today? Okay?
Is it possible that I don't it's just hard to take notes?
Sure, no problem. Who would like to read today Ula Rav Huna Minicha? Ariel, go ahead. Ula Rav Huna. On Kufa Manav, the fifth line from the top. We have just rejected Rav Papa's approach, and we go with Rav Huna. Go ahead. According to Rav Huna, you think it's so good? You think this pshat is so good? Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. V'allah halach Rabbi Yehuda bear of what? Michlal. It's a great kasha, because Rav Huna's whole theory is what? That they don't argue when it comes to Erev Pesach, right? And you have a group of Amoraim saying that they argue on two topics. They argue on Erev Shabbos, and they argue also on Erev Pesach. So if they argue on two topics, then the theory of Rav Huna is wrong, because he said by Erev Pesach, everyone agrees. So why are the Amoraim say the halachas like who? The halachas like Rabbi Yossi and Erev Shabbos, and halachas like Rabbi Yehuda and Erev Pesach, implying they argue in both cases. Gemara says Michlal the Poli Rabbi Yossi b'Tarvayu. That implies saying they argue on both topics. So Rav Huna's theory goes right out the window. That's a great kasha. Sam, clear? It's a great kasha. I mean, if you have Amoraim now, did you guys notice that there's so many Amoraim quoted here? First of all, that's a mocker from where? Megillah Tetvav Menav, Aton Rest of Shem Mordechai. Kol Omer B'Shem Rav Mevi Gula Liolum. Anyone who quotes someone brings the Gula closer. Right, Benj? You quote someone, and I once pointed out that that's not even the retirer there. That was by Bigdan and Teresh. You know, the plan that to assassinate Achashverosh, that wasn't Torah, but Esther said it in the name of Mordechai. So anytime you quote someone, certainly when it's Torah, you bring the Gula closer. It's a Mishnah novice too. I once heard a beautiful shot from Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, Zatzal, the Levi Eliyahu. You know, he was a great Mashkiach, Zatzal, in Kfar Hasidim, in, up north in Eretz Yisrael. You know what he once said? Everyone's nature, they want to be said, though, you're such a gadol, you're such a genius. When you conquer yourself and you say the Dvar Torah in front of in someone else's name, it's not your Torah, it's not your Kiddush. You say it over where you heard it from, that's bringing the Geula. Because you're going against your nature. What is the Geula? Shem also goes above nature. Mida k'neged mida.
Doesn't say that Geula and call it Basra?
Could be. Could also be. It's a Gemara Megillah Tetvav Menaf and a Mishnah Novus. Kol Omer B'Shem Omro. When you go above your Teva, Hashem goes above his Teva and brings the Geula. Nice shot, no? Kol Omer B'Shem Omro, make the Geula Leolim. Now, it's interesting, Rav Simon Shlita pointed out, when you quote someone's name in the Dvar Torah, you bring the Geula. If you don't quote his name, but you say it's not your Torah, you're not bringing the Geula, you're not stealing. But if you present as if it's your own Kiddush, and it really wasn't, that's stealing Torah. So there's two Madregas. There's stealing, and there's also what? Ushering in the Geula. Okay, so we should note that. So that's why you have a lot of times in Shas, one Amora quoting another Amora, quoting another Amora. It's interesting, in this list, look at the second Tosa on the top. there's a little bit of a difficulty. What's the difficulty, Arya? Go ahead, the second place from the top. Hey, Gimel. Hachi Garcinin. Yeah, I mean, you can't have Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Abol. Rabbi Abol was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is not going to be quoting his Talmud. So therefore, he says you should take out Rabbi Yochanan from the list. Interesting. Okay. Whatever it is, the Gemara has a great kasha. How can you tell me that that the theory of Rav Huna is right, that when it comes to Rav Pesach, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? It's not true. We see they argue by Shabbos and by Pesach because he had a paskin like who? They paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shabbos and like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Pesach. Mashma, if you have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Pesach, what does that imply? That they argue also by Rav Pesach. So if they argue also by Rav Pesach, that goes up to Freg's who? In Yiddish, that frek the kasha on all of Rav Huna's whole theory. It's a great kasha. Okay. Let us see inside Rashi and Rashbam. Guys, look inside, please. Arye, go ahead. Halacha?
Halacha miglan
ha'pli. Yeah, the Rashi in the top, the fourth line from the top. Look inside. Halacha?
No, I didn't read that yet in the Gemara.
You didn't read it yet in the Gemara?
No,
I'm
still low halacha.
Oh, you didn't read it right. That's correct. Is there a Rashi, a Rashbam on there? Yes, there is a Rashbam. I'm sorry. I meant to say Rashbam. Michlal, thank you. Michlal? Yeah, how did you establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi? I mean, Lamaisa. They argue by both. So Rabbi Yossi says, Techshach even by Erev Pesach. He adds in Rav Huna. I have in the Ghost with Tzunim. How did Rav Huna say such a thing? Okay, go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Lo, it's wrong. The halachas, they argue about what topic, Sam? Interrupting. Ending. Hafsaka means ending the meal. Lo. Halacha michlal da pligi ba hafsaka. What does that mean, Benj? That they argue what? Da pligi ba what? Da pligi ba hafsaka. Yeah, halacha michli ba hafsaka. They argue about interrupting the meal. But starting the meal, Rabbi Yossi agrees to who? Starting the meal, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda and Erev Pesach. He cannot start after 3 o'clock. It's a new topic. You're right, they argue about two things. They argue about two different things. What are the two things they argue about? They argue about Erev Shabbos, when you have to what? When you have to start by. And they also what? They argue about Erev Pesach, whether you're allowed to what? And Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, do you have to stop the meal in the middle? But regarding what? Starting Erev Pesach, there is no machlokes. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Read again, Lo. Go ahead, Lo. Desanya. Now, it says in the Brisa, Mafsikin l'shabasos. Now, what would you want from this Brisa? What is this Brisa supposed to depict? This Brisa is supposed to depict that the Machloikis applies to what? Pesach. But what does it say inside? It only says Shabbos. So we're going to get to it in Tosfos. But you should pick up that for just reading the Gemara. Okay? We were looking for a brisa to depict about Pesach, but it says Shabbosos. So either you could say maybe it's just a comparison from Shabbos to Pesach. The machlokes applies by Shabbos, applies by Pesach. Or maybe, somehow, if we think hard enough, we could see that it is talking about Pesach itself. Licht Mineo Bay. Mineo Bay means what? From itself. So we'll have to see. But the bottom line is that what? The machlokes is by Hafsaka. By starting that. Okay, go ahead. Let's go to the two dots. So, Maisa, guys, look inside. It's a whole shiloh whether Rabbi Yehuda is in there. I don't know if we're going to get to the Tosfos today, but our gear says the Rabbi Yehuda you put in. He was there at the meal, too. Go ahead. It was Akko and not B'nai Brak. Okay? You know? You're familiar with that, right? You know, Akko is B'nai Brak's from the Suda, from the Haggadah, right? But this says Akko. Okay, go ahead. Kiddush Aleihem Yom means that the Shabbos started. That's the way of saying that Shabbos started, is the day became sanctified. Go ahead. Beribi. It means Beribi is like a phrase of saying the God of Ador. You're the God of Ador. So Shum Lemil said Rabbi Yossi Aglibi. Said Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglibi. Go ahead.
Beribi Ritzon Panafsik Benifrit.
Yeah, in other words, do you want us to stop and be cautious to the opinion of Yehuda? Notice it says Yehuda Chavarenu. It's mashma that maybe he was there. We'll get to that, but maybe without saying Rebbe, Yehuda Chavarenu, Yehuda our colleague is sitting right there. Maybe we should interrupt in order to be cautious to his opinion. That's what Rav Shmuel Amiel asked Rabbi Yossi to do. Go ahead. Yeah, in other words, every day we paskin like me over Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi says. And now all of a sudden, in my own presence, you want to be chosh for Rabbi Yehuda? It's like an embarrassment. And he quotes a pasuk in the Esther. Go ahead. Oh, this is 30 days already. Tu B'Shvat is 30 days already before Purim. Here we have the pasuk. You know what that pasuk was referring to? Achashverosh is such a chutzpah. Haman's trying to be mezana with Haman right in his own house. Agami mi babai. You know, some Bali Kaira read it like that. Mi babai. You know, that when they're reading it, they try to read it as being dramatic. Right? So he's saying the same thing. You're embarrassing me by saying that you want to go like Rabbi Yehuda against me, Rabbi Yossi. So go ahead. So then Rabbi Shmuel saw that he was so upset. So go ahead. You know, it says, you're right. You know what? We better not interrupt the meal because it's getting off of impression that the Talmidim will think that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to stop. And the truth is, it's not true. We don't have to stop because we hold like you. So you know what? We're not going to stop. Go ahead. So Amru, they say about this story. Go ahead. They didn't leave from that place until they established halachas like Rabbi Yossi, and that's it. We're not mafsikin. That's it. Done deal. Okay. Good. So the Gemara is maskanas a Gemara. After it's all said and done, we get to the two dots. Is that the tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna's theory remains strong, and we rejected Rav Papa's approach that the Mishnah would even be a coin to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And how do you summarize the machlokas? The machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda applies in Erev Shabbos. That are you allowed to start after 3 or after 3:30, right? Are you allowed to start after 3 or after 3:30? Rabbi Yossi says you could start all the way. We said the second brisa was corrupted, so we go back to the first brisa. And the first brisa said, Mincha Lamali can't start after 3:30. Rabbi Yossi says you can start all the way till dark, no problem. Erev Pesach, there is no machlokas. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Yehuda, you can't start after 3. And the third slot is what? Mafsikin. Do you have to interrupt your Shabbos or your Seder if you started the meal from before? Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda says you must. And the Gemara is assuming when it said the sign of Mafsikin, Mishabasos, it's also talking about Pesach. We'll see how we got to that, God willing. Okay, excellent. You got that? We should be able to chazer the shock of the tari in our minds, guys. I want you to know it so well, right? It should flow for you, okay? You think about it throughout the day in the middle of your college, between your college classes, just to go over in your mind the shock of the tari of the Gemara in the beginning of the first plot from Sadi Tesim Beis Daf Kuf. Okay, are you? You're doing a great job. Let's see. First Rashi and then the Rashbam. That'll be a segue into the Taisis, okay? Let's see Rashi first. Go ahead. Halacha.
Halacha miklal the pligi lavsaka. Hot dam Rabbi Yirmiyah halacha for Rabbi Yehuda barav pasach. The mashma the pali nami Rabbi Yossi barav pasach.
Excellent. By the fact you have to make a statement, Sam, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, obviously someone argues with him, and that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says he argues in erev pesach too. That was the kasha. Go ahead. Lavsaka
the pali. The im hifchil level av barav pasach ino mafsi.
Oh, if you started, you don't have to stop. Go ahead. But to start, Rabbi Yossi's motor, it's usher. Go ahead. And the Mishnah is telling you, Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to start. Exactly. And therefore, so how do you present that we have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this topic? That implies Rabbi Yossi argues. But the whole point of Rav Huna is to say he doesn't argue. Go ahead. So the Gemara answer, what did the Gemara answer? It's always nice to speak out the Gemara's answers. You're going through the Rashi. So what was the answer? The answer is we're not talking about what starting. We're talking about what? Interrupting, right? Go ahead, read the Rashi. And the Brisa bears that out. Go ahead, Desanya. Oh, there's a Brisa that proves they're arguing about Saka. Go ahead. Oh, that's Vaitu in the Gemara. That's after the two dots. Okay, let's see Rashi. I'm sorry, Rashbam. Look, guys, look inside Michlal. Michlal. Everyone got the Rashbam? Michlal. Go ahead.
Are you? Michlal is the Lavsaka. How the Amar of Yirmiyah Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, Barav HaPasach,
Demashra the poly. The poly namir of Yosef ver Pesach. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, so he argues by what? He argues by Afsakit. Go ahead. If you started to eat even at Erepes, you don't have to stop. Aval. But to start, he agrees with the beauty of Tzosser. Go ahead. Oh, and the Mishnah is about Aschol, and Rabbi Yossi is the Chiddush. Why? Because in Erev Shabbos, Rav Yontif says, he says what? There's no Isser to start. But on Erev Pesach, go ahead. Excellent. The Kiddush is Rabbi Yossi is Modi Erev Pesach. You don't have, you can't start. Go ahead, Desanya. If you started Beheter before Mincha, before 3:30, and you're keeping chopping and eating, you can keep going. Go ahead. He said he takes out a few. The Bach takes out a few. Shetach Shakla Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. You have to stop immediately when it gets dark, and then it starts becoming Shabbos. Go ahead. And you and it becomes dark. It becomes Shabbos. Go ahead. He actually changed it to Rishum Gamliel because it should be Rishum Gamliel. The Gemara is Rishum Gamliel. Lifnei Yehuda. Here it says the Yehuda. Yeah. Right. Lo nafsik means we want to interrupt. Don't confuse it with the word posek. It's lo nafsik. Here it means interrupt, right? Lo nafsik. Go ahead. Right, Rabbi Yossi is Tam Rabbi Yossi. I guess here's Rabbi Yossi for Chalafta. Go ahead, Hagam. Yeah, you're embarrassing me in Bifona. Now, guys, look at this Rashbam. Okay, Rashbam summarizes here. Let's look at it closely, okay, before we get into the Tosfos. I want you to make sure we get this Rashbam. Like we have to get sure of everything. Go ahead, read it. Go ahead. Oh, it's also to start from after what?
9 hours. 3 o'clock.
Correct. Go ahead. Whose sheet is that? Excellent. Go ahead. The Mishnah is unanimous. It doesn't say a name. It's anonymous, rather. Okay? So whenever it's anonymous, to tell you the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. It's presenting an anonymous way to say we hold like this Ladina. Go ahead. Because we know there's a halach like a Stam Mishnah. You guys know that rule, no? That the halach is always like a Stam Mishnah. Now usually Rameir is a Stam Mishnah, but the halach also is always like a Stam Mishnah. Where does it say that in Shas? Mem Vavim and Alf and Secha Shabbos. The halach is like a Stam Mishnah. Okay, go ahead. Oh, and that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. You can start an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, regular Erev Yontov. Go ahead, what's another raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Excellent. We paskin Rabbi Yossi against a colleague. What daf? Erevin Menvolvim Bez, it says. Excellent. Go ahead. It's interesting. If you look up that Gemara in Shas and Erevin, it says Allah Rabbi Yossi Mechavei Rav. Wow. Amnam Romash Akasa, that's a chiddush. It means you go like Rabbi Yossi, even gets his colleagues. Usually it's halacha kerebe kiva mechavei rov, lo mechavei rav. But here in Erevin it says halacha kerebe yotze mechavei rav. Wow, even if it's one against two. Amazing. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, near of Shabbos or of Yontif and Omer Beis Shemaitzin. Go ahead. Shavin means everyone agrees. When is it mutter to start eating? Amos when? E what? Yeah, he's arguing in Rabbi Yehuda who holds its usher. Master Rabbi Yossi holds his mutter to start on Erev Shabbos. Go ahead. Ah, then the Gabi is stopping. The Allah is not going to be Yossi Erev Shabbos. Go ahead. If you started to eat, you got to stop. Ella? You started at 2 o'clock, 2:30. go ahead and you got to stop. And your yechila goes all the way to the dark. Sarich what? Oh, you got to take the table away, end your meal, bench, and then start your Seder. Go ahead. Oh, when it's Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif regularly, we don't paskel like a Yehuda. You don't have to stop. Ella what? You spread out a tablecloth and then you finish your meal. That's like Shmuel later on. So that's not really like Rabbi Yossi either. You know what I mean? That's not really like Rabbi Yossi either. It's like Rabbi Yochanan. You know what I mean? It's like Rabbi Yochanan who paskins. For our purposes, let's assume it's like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Rabbi Yossi doesn't require you to stop the meal. You know what I mean? He says, ain't mafsikin. You just have to spread out a tablecloth and say Kiddush. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see later. We won't get to it today. But we saw Rabbi Yochanan that the Allah is like Rabbi Yudaber Pesach, like Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shabbos. Okay, everyone got that? Yeah? That's the Rashbam, and that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Is that clear? Clear? You got it? Sam, clear? That's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? That's what he means at the very end. He says, when it comes to what? Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, we do Poros Mapa Makadosh. The Allah is what? The Allah is really ain't what? Ain mafsikin. We do a little bit of a spread out the table in order to do the Kiddush. Okay, I want to now start. Let's look at the Tosis now. Okay, let's get it. So there's a lot we have to do here, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so let's see. We start with Tosis Dimra Masko Michlal. Okay, Arye, refresh our memory. The Gemara asked the Kasha Michlal. They argue Lamaisa. They argue even on what? Even on Erev Pesach. The Gemara got out of it by saying, Lo. Halacha Michlal de Pligi b'Hafsaka. They only argue in a different topic called Hafsaka. And the Brisa is supposed to depict that they argue b'Hafsaka. The problem is, we said, what does the Gemara say? Mafsikim b'Shabbosos. It doesn't say Pesach. Yes? Let's see what Tosis deals with that. And see what we can come up with, B'Zishem Ziyata Dishmaya. And come up with a Bira Dover with the Rebbe Kiva Eger as well. Halacha L'maisa. Okay, go ahead. Are you doing a great job? Okay, guys, let's see inside. Go ahead. You better not have the word Ditanya, which happens to be in our Gemara. Why don't have that in our Gemara? Go ahead. Yeah. We're supposed to be depicting the arguing about Pesach. It's not in there. It says Shabbosos. Ella. You got to put a cuff in there. The cuff adimim, like Shomea Kaona. It's Kiditanya bench.
Right.
Kiditanya. So what is the Kiditanya symbolic of? Go ahead. Wow. And the Gemara is, what's Maisi mean? What is Maisi? Kimle, what's Kimle? We have a Mesora from our Rebbeim. Kimle, they knew. Literally the word Kimle means they knew. We have a Mesora from our Rebbeim. Kimle, go ahead. Excellent. So that's why it's not to say Kiditanya, Sam. Because the Brisa is supposed to depict that there's a machlokes about Pesach, it says Shabbosos. So the Gemara meant Kiditanya. Just like the Brisa depicts as a machlokes by what? By Shabbos. The machlokes is also interrupting and stopping the meal by what? By Pesach. So you must have the Kiditanya. And we had a Mesorah that they argue. That's the way you have to read the Gemara. Very interesting. Yes? Okay. That's the first approach of Tosos. Good? Tosos has a new girsa. Binyamin clear? Excellent. Okay, go ahead, Aryeh. Now he quotes a new Balei HaTosos, right? I mean, he's quenched many times in Shas Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, from the city of Paris. Everyone's heard of Paris. Has anyone been in Paris? I've never been in Paris either. Good. I've never been in Europe. I was only in Europe one time in my life in an airport in Amsterdam, just in the airport, flying back from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, go ahead. He says, I disagree with you. I insist upon having the Girsa Ditanya like we have in our Gemara. So what's the problem with that? What's the problem if you insist having the Tanya? So where is the Gemara depicting that the Machlok is by Pesach?
Who says that?
Rabbeinu Yechiel. Umori Rabbeinu Yechiel Amar. Read again, are you? Umori? Umori
Rabbeinu Yechiel Amar, the guards did
Ah, the Dayak.
The Dayak, the Amar of Yossi, Ema Sikin,
Okay, this is a little tricky to read. How do you read this? It means Rabbi Nachil was garis de Tanya, Ariel that we have. That v'dayek midakamer Rabbi Yosef ein mafsikin. Since Rabbi Yosef's phrase was "Don't interrupt," ein mafsikin. What does this mean, Bench? V'hainu afilu erev Pesach de ein maschilin. Even the erev Pesach of ein maschilin, which you're not supposed to start. If you did start, you don't have to interrupt, because it can't be talking about Shabbos. The erev Shabbos. Shari Rabbi Yosef afilu lahaschil. Rabbi Yosef allows you even to start after 3 o'clock or after 3:30 on Erev Shabbos. So if you're allowed to start, Sam, for sure you're what? You're allowed to continue. Yes? So it can't be talking about Ariel what? The topic of Shabbos. What must Rabbi Yosef be talking about when he says Ein Mafsikin? Pesach. Even though it's not explicit in the Brisa. But what else could he be talking about? He's got to be talking about, if he says Ein Mafsikin in such a stark way, what other holiday could he be talking about? It's got to be talking about Pesach. And what it's saying is that even though you might have started B'Isra when you shouldn't have, I want you to know something, you can continue. You don't have to go back, because by Erev Shabbos, it's Shari to start, so for sure it's Shari to continue, it's Mutter to continue. So it's obvious, Yehuda, that he's not talking about Shabbos. It's got to be talking about Pesach. And that's how it's depicting that it's talking about Pesach. Does everyone follow that logic? Ariel, do you got that logic? Okay, that's what he means. Does everyone see how to read that? V'dayik min hakamer Rabbi Yosef ein maschilin. Amar Rabbi Nachman omer dagar zatani v'dayik min hakamer Rabbi Yosef ein maschilin. V'hainu. What does ein mafsikin mean? I want you guys to know how to read this. What does it mean? Ein mafsikin v'hainu afilu erev Pesach de ein maschilin. Even of the erev Pesach where you're not allowed to start, if you did, ein mafsikin. That's what ein mafsikin is going on. It's going on the ein maschilin of erev Pesach. Because if it was talking about Shabbos, it'd be obvious to be erev Shabbos. Shari Rabbi Yosef afilu haschil. So he doesn't have to say ein mafsikin. So obviously, even though the Brisa says the word Shabbosos, it's referring to what? When Rabbi Yosef saying Mafsik is referring to Pesach. Yehuda, you got that clear?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Jake.
I'm just confused on the way Rabbi said he started eating the Isser. Aren't we talking about a case when he started eating from before some of the Mincha, but Hatcha? That's what the Rashbam said.
That's what the Rashbam said when it comes to what? The Rashbam said that when?
We're
doing this person,
no?
Where did the Rashbam say that? Which Dibra Maskil? Yeah, mafsikin the Shabbos, if you start beheter, kodem mincha. That's the way the Rashbam has it, right? That you start beheter. This clearly is not agreeing with that.
Where's that mashma? I understand.
Where's that mashma in the Rabbi Nechiel?
Yeah.
He says it beferish. He says, more Rabbi Nechiel, more degars desani, v'dayek, midekam Rabbi Yosef, ein mafsikin, v'hainu, what is ein mafsikin, v'hainu, afil erev Pesach, ein maschilin. In that slot of erev Pesach, ein maschilin, If you did do it, that's the simplest reading of it. If you did do it, still ain't mafsikin. Right. That's what it seems to be. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to cause a machlokes, but the simplest reading of the Rabbeinu Yechiel is saying that, no? That in the slot of ain maschilin, if you did do it, you don't have to be mafsik. It's a good duke you bring up. The Rashbam writes black on white that you started better. I agree with you. We're going to get back to it. What'd you say?
No, when I saw the Tosfos inside, I didn't realize.
Right, but you hear what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
It's pretty clear like that. I think that's what you have to say. But that's the svara that he's saying. The svara that he's saying is that you don't have to change it to kiditanya. Ditanya, licht. You know what licht means in the Yiddish? Built in. Licht in the Brisa. So you see it's got to be talking about Pesach, even though it said the word Shabbosos in the beginning. Because otherwise the phrase Ein Mafsikin wouldn't make any sense. Okay. Look at the Rabbi Kiveger. Go ahead, Aryeh. Let's see the Rabbi Kiveger inside. Go ahead, Gilyan Ashas.
Tasha Lee,
So what is he asking? He's saying like this. I want you guys to cop this. He's asking the following kasha. He's asking, according to Rav Yossi, let's think. After dark, are you allowed to start? After dark, are you allowed to start a meal before Kiddush? Yes or no?
No.
No, everyone says that's usher. No one allows that. You're not allowed to even drink a cup of water, we paskin Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Havdalah, you're allowed to drink a cup of water before Havdalah Alakos. But you're not allowed to drink a cup of water before Kiddush Friday night. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch. So after dark, in the window of that time, it's, everyone agrees it's usher to start a meal before Kiddush. However, if you did start a meal from before Shabbos, are you mechuyev to stop after dark? Yes or no? No, you're not. So I just showed you a window of time. Binyamin, are you with me? I just showed you a window of time that after dark, it's usher to start before Kiddush, but at the same time, I'm allowed to continue. Within the same window. Yes? Didn't I just show you that? Yeah. I just showed you that within the same window, it was usher to start after dark, before Kiddush, a meal. But at the same time, if I had started a meal from before, I can continue. Within the same window, I showed you that. So Rabbi Kivager asks, he says, I don't understand this Rabbi Yechiel. Rabbi Yechiel says, oh, he can't be talking about Erev Shabbos. He can't be talking about Erev Shabbos because Erev Shabbos is obvious. Since you're allowed to start, you're allowed to continue. So he's not talking about the topic of Erev Shabbos. He's talking about the topic of what? Pesach, correct?
Yeah.
You know what Rabbi Kivager says? No, that's not true. There is a Chiddush in Shabbos. He's only talking about Shabbos. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that on Erev Shabbos, what can you do? Even after Chashecha, it's also to start. But if I started from before, I don't have to stop. That itself is a Chiddush. That itself is a Chiddush. Yes. In other words, Tosos is coming from the premise. Tosos is coming from the premise that on Shabbos, it's obvious what he's saying. If you could start a meal on Erev Shabbos, yes, Ariel, then certainly you don't have to what stop. You could continue on into Shabbos. Yes? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Therefore, what is Rabbi Yossi talking about?
He's talking about
Pesach. But even though if you started b'isser, I am what? I don't have to stop. I can continue. Correct?
Right.
So therefore, you can depict that it's talking about Pesach, even though it didn't say Pesach itself.
It.
We said it's built in on Pesach. Ask Rabbi Kivager, I don't think so. I can tell you that there's a Chiddush even within Shabbos. What's the Chiddush even within Shabbos? What's the Chiddush even within Shabbos? The Chiddush is even within Shabbos that after dark,
there's a time period where
it's usher to start a meal after dark before Kiddush. But at the same time, if I started before, I would be able to what?
I would be able to
continue. So therefore, maybe that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yossi is talking about. And therefore, the Brice is only talking about Shabbos. It's not talking about Pesach. And you can't say Detanya. You can't say Detanya. Because there is a Chiddush. And that's what Rabbi Kivager says. He says, Mafsikin is talking about when it's dark. Mafsikin is talking about Kishanasa Chashecha. You can't start then. And the reason why you're able to start in Erev Shabbos, Minamincha Lamalo, and that's before Chashecha. And that's Lefnei Chashecha. So basically, Lamaisa, I have a tremendous Chiddush that I could share with you. Mafsikin is Mairi when it's Nasa Chashecha. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, and that's the din. That's what he's saying. This Kasher Rabbi Kivager, he says, when it says the din of what? Rabbi Yossi says, Ein mafsik and afilu achar shetechshach, right? That which you said, Ein mafsik, afilu achar shetechshach, lahaskel, it's certainly usher, achar shetechshach, right? It's usher to start, but it's you're allowed to what? You're allowed to continue. And this kasha is also asked by the Rishonim. The Marsha I gave you, the Marsha says, according to Rabbi Yechiel, Rabbi Yechiel is also quoted in Tosfos Dir Maaskeh Ein Mafsikin. Yes? And Rabbi Yechiel is quoted by the Rosh in also in the Kufa Manav Dir Maaskeh Ein Mafsikin. And you know what he says? The fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskinim like Rabbi Yossi b'afsaka, that you don't have to interrupt, it's muchach that it's also the start. The Marsha quotes this b'shem the Rosh b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Please get this: that since Rabbi Yochanan stood on his head, the paskin like Rabbi Yossi b'afsaka, that you don't have to interrupt the meal, must be it's also the started. That's what they both say. The Rabbeinu Yechiel says it in the Tosdir Maskein Mafsikin, and the Rosh says b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Marsha quotes. So the Rosh asks, they're Trey Mili Ninu. They're two different categories. It's Efshar to start Mibod Yom, and at the same time, when it's dark, you're Mechuyiv to what? You're Mechuyiv to stop. Meaning, Rabbi Kiveger, Rishash asks on Rabbi Kiveger, this Kasha was already asked by the Rosh. Your Kasha was already asked by the Rosh. I don't know why Rabbi Kiveger didn't mention it, but the Rishash is bothered by it. So in other words, again, these are two different topics. Starting what after dark? You could say it's a mechuyev to stop after dark. If I started the meal and maybe I could hold it, I have to stop. And on the other hand, I could start mibod yom. What does one have to do with another? What does one have to do with another? That is the kasha that Rabbi Kiveger is posing here. And therefore, how do you prove? How do you prove that this is considered to be what? This is considered to be talking about Pesach. It can't be talking about Shabbos, it's obvious. What do you mean? It's not obvious. It's talking about Shabbos. It's a Chiddush in Shabbos. That even though after dark I can't start, but if I have a meal, I can continue to finish. I can continue from what I had before. I mean, what I do, L'maisa, in Erev Shabbos, is not connected per se what I do on Shabbos. They're two separate topics. What you say on one thing doesn't necessarily have to lead to the other. So why does Tosfos assume, oh, it's on my Erev Shabbos, it's considered to be mutter what? It's considered to be mutter to start, it's mutter to continue. That's true. But at the same time, after dark, it's usher to start, but I'm allowed to continue. So that's a big chiddush even within Shabbos. So maybe there's a chiddush even within Shabbos. Ariel, you follow me?
I understand.
That's what Tosfos kash is. Rabbeinu Yechiel assumed there's no Chiddush within Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Kiveger and the Tosfos Rosh both asked there is a Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. And this is bared out by the Rabbeinu Yechiel that the Marsha quotes in the Tosdir Maskein Mafsikin, same Rabbeinu Yechiel, and the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Rosh says B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the same what? The same Kasha. Since Rabbi Yochanan had the Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, then a Hafsaka, its Mutter, must be L'Haskel as Aser. What does one have to do with another? I can hold one thing on the Haskel, and can I hold another thing on Avsaka? Right, Aryeh? What does one have to do with the other? They're two different Trey Milinin of the Rush uses the issue. I could say it's Mutter to start Mibod Yom, and in L'Chastashar I have a Chayav to start. I could say it's Usher to start Mibod Yom, and I could say that if I did it, it's Mutter. What does one have to do with the other? And this kasha is asked by the Rishon to the degree the Rishon says, why didn't Rabbi Kiveger quote this kasha that the Rosh asked? So that's the kasha that we have. So what's the answer? So the Rishon gives an answer to save Rabbeinu Yechiel. Let's get it. The Rishon gives an answer to save Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And he says like this. He says, if you start me ba'od yom, Beheter, you don't have to stop. Even when the Zman Mitzvah the Yeraisa comes, you don't have to stop. You don't have to be Mavshik Yitzudah for the Tzorch Mitzvah the Yeraisa. The Ran says in Shabbos, on Tesem Bezan and Sukkah, Lama Chesem and Af. If I started my meal Beheter, I don't have to stop for anything, even for a Mitzvah the Yeraisa. That's against Tosin Sukkah that says you got to stop for a Mitzvah Kol Shekain, for the Tzorch Sudah Shabbos, the Tzorch Yontif. He says, the Tosin and Sukkah says you have to stop. But if you go with the Mahalach, that if I start Beheter, I never have to stop for anything. The fact that you had a Paschal like Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to be Mafsik, that shows I'm starting Be'isser. I'm talking about a case where you started Be'isser. If you started Be'isser, the Chiddush is I don't have to stop. That is the Chiddush. So therefore, that answers the Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. Therefore, the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rebut is where they started Be'isser. If you started Beheter, Rebut is Modeh. That you don't have to be mafsik, like by mitzvah d'oraisa. But if you started Isser, that's the machlokes. Sam, you follow me? The machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is where you start Isser. If you started Isser, Aryeh, Are you mechuyev to stop? Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. How does it answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? How does it answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Because why? Because remember we said in the same window what? In the same window it's usher to start after what dark? But it's you're allowed to what? You're allowed to continue. So therefore, L'maaseh Rabbi Akiva Eger says that would have been a chiddush even within the Hilchos Shabbos. That would have been a chiddush even in Hilchos Shabbos. So the way we're answering the kasha is by saying no. Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Yeshaya hold that if you start beheter, you don't have to what? You don't have to be mafsik for anything. There's no problem at all. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan had a pasuk like Rabbi Yossi shows what? The fact that Rabbi Yochanan had a pasuk like Rabbi Yossi that you don't have to interrupt shows you started be'isser, not that you started beheter. You did not start beheter. You started be'isser. So if you started be'isser, that's goof of the chiddush. That is goof of the. If you started be'isser, the chiddush is I don't have to what? I don't have to be mafsik. And that's what he means. Where is the only time where it's usher to start be'isser? Pesach or Shabbos? Which one? Pesach. Exactly. That's how you know that it's talking about Pesach. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yechiel is the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, like Abba Yafsaka, implies you started be'isser, but I still don't have to stop. If you started be'isser, what is that symbolic of saying? That it's Erev Pesach, not Erev Shabbos. There is no Isser in Erev Shabbos, Ariel. There is no Isser to start in Erev Shabbos. That is what the Rishash argues. This answers the Kasha beautifully. The Rishash is saying a beautiful Kiddush. The Rishash is answering beautifully, and he's saying that what? I can tell you why Tosus knew that it was talking about Erev Pesach. Because the Kiddush that he wants to bring out is that even if you started the Isser, Reb Yossi holds you don't have to be Mafsik. And the only time you started the Isser is what? Is Erev Pesach. On Erev Shabbos, there is no Isser. Rabbi Kivega says, I don't understand. I could show you a Chiddush within Shabbos. Well, you know what, says the Rishash? Rabbi Yechiel was saying more than that. He was trying to what? He was trying to compare bookends. Where you started the Isser, you did one Aveira, and then you can continue, and you're not going to be doing another Aveira. Just continue, it's not a problem. That was the message of Rabbi Yechiel, says Rishash to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. It wasn't just a chiddush within Hilchos Shabbos to say, oh, after nightfall you can't start, but at the same time you can what? At the same time you can what? You can continue. And that would have been a chiddush within Hilchos Shabbos. No. What he was talking about was what? Was starting the Isser, right? And that same bookend. Do you know what I mean by that same bookend? That same project or that same process. Where you started be'isser, I can continue in what? I can continue in what? I can continue, I don't have to stop. That same meal, when Rabbi Kivega was asking his kasha, he was talking about not the same project. He was saying after nightfall you can't start. But if you started earlier, you can continue. Those are two different what? Projects. Those are two different kafsas. Those are two different boxes. I'm not talking about two different boxes. I'm talking about the same box where you started be'isser and you can continue. You're not mechuyev to stop. Ariel, you follow what I'm saying? Yes, Yosef.
Sorry, I sure understand why this is a chiddush only in Pesach and not Shabbos.
Because there's no concept of starting be'isser earlier in the day by Shabbos. It's got to be Pesach. It's got to be Pesach. When he was talking about Mafsikin and Ein Mafsikin, he was talking about where he started earlier in the day. Starting earlier in the day, but Isser is only a case of what? Erev Pesach. There is no concept of starting earlier in the day, but Isser on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi. It's always Mutter. Wow. And he was talking about the same project. When I mean project, the same meal, where you started the Isser and then you can continue. That's only Erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiveg was asking the kasha, well, you know what? Let's compare not the same chefsa, not the same box. After dark, it's usher to what? Start. But if you started earlier, you can continue. But that's a different meal. It's like peaches and it's like pears and oranges. Or the shivas aminim, dates and the figs, right?
Dates and hamburgers.
Dates and figs, yeah. We're talking about the same thing. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
That's different than what we were saying before, because before we were saying Pesach. Now we're saying only Pesach. So how can we completely take out Shabbos and put in Pesach?
What do you mean Af Pesach?
No, because before when we were making the Ukimta, he said that you're only Masik for Shabbos, but it's teaching also Pesach. Sorry, you were only it's not only a Masik for Shabbos, it's also a Masik for Pesach, right?
So right.
Now we're saying it's only talking about Pesach,
Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Tak is only talking about Erev Pesach. He can't be talking about, because Reb Yehuda was talking about Shabbos. Reb Yehuda was talking about Shabbos. He's the one who's quoted first, isn't he? Disani mafsikin l'Shabbos di Reb Yehuda. That's Reb Yehuda. But Reb Yossi, that's told us Reb Yechiel's whole point. When he says Ein Maschilin, I'm talking about the Ein Maschilin of Pesach. I'm switching topics. Because according to my opinion, there's no issue on Erev Pesach. And there's no issue on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, I can start. Of course I can continue. So obviously when Reb Yossi responds and he says, you're making a good hara. When Reb Yossi responds and he says, I'm talking about what? Ein mafsikin, I'm switching topics. And my topic is what? The same project that you started, Isser and Erev Pesach, and you can continue. When Rabbi Akiva Eger asked this kasha, he was talking about two different boxes. He says, after dark, you can't start a meal. Okay, but if you start a meal from before, you can continue. Okay, that would have been a chiddush. You're right, but that's not the same box. It's not the same meal. The chiddush that we're trying to bring out, says the Rishash, is that at the same meal, even though I did an aver by starting in the beginning, I started the Isra, I don't have to stop. Ariel, you follow me? We're going to say it over again. Jake, you got this Chiddush? And you bring up a great Nakuda, Yosef. It's a very interesting way of reading the Brisa. If we were writing our own translation, we would have to depict it. It says, Tisanya mafsikin l'shabas di Reb Yehuda. Then comes Reb Yosef. Yosef Yomer ain't mafsikin. Switch topics. Ein mafsikin is all of a sudden on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, it's switching topics. That's not, you got to write the translation like that, but that's what it's talking about. And what's it talking about? You started the Isser, and I don't have to stop. And therefore, what? I don't have to change it to Kiditanya, that built licht in the Brisa. It is talking about Erev Pesach, corner of Yossi, and that depicts it explicitly. You don't have to say Kiditanya. If you keep your ass, I understand. What do you have to go stand on your head and say it's talking about what? That it's built into on Pesach. There's a Chiddush on Shabbos, and you'll say Kiditanya. Just like on Pesach, it's talking, just like on Shabbos, it's Mafsik, it's so too on Pesach. Right? Just like so too on Pesach. Why? Rabbi Kivager says that because there's a Chiddush on Shabbos that you can't start on Shabbos after nightfall, but if I started before, I can continue. Okay, that's two different what boxes. It's two different meals. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshaya. And the Chiddush Rabbeinu Yechiel is the fact that Rabbi Yochanan had the paskin. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi by Afsaka. What does that mean, Ariel? That I paskin like Rabbi Yossi by Afsaka. That I don't have to stop, yes? Why does Rabbi Yochanan need to do that? Because you did something wrong by starting the Isser. You did something wrong by starting the Isser. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I want to assure you, you did do something wrong. You're going to have to klap al-chev. You're going to have to do tshuva. But you can continue your meal. You don't have to stop. But that's a case where you started the Isser. And if that's the case where you started the Isser, that is the Machlokas. And Reb Yehuda holds, if you started the Heter, he agrees you don't have to be Masik for a mitzvah to your Isser. But Reb Yossi holds, even if you started the Isser, it's fine. And the only time you start the Isser is what, Jake? Erev Pesach when you start the Isser. So that's how it's licht, it's built in, it's talking about Erev Pesach. Sam, go ahead.
So for saying that, so we're switching Ein Mafsikin to Shabbos when it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda.
No, we're switching Ein Mafsikin to Pesach, Erev Pesach. So, right? It said Mafsikin, Disanya Mafsikin to Shabbos Steve Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi or Ein Mafsikin is talking about Erev Pesach. We're switching, says Rabbi Yechiel. We're switching that to Erev Pesach, where you started the Isser and Rabbi Yossi says you still don't have to interrupt. Okay? That is Rabbi Yechiel saying, and therefore you could keep this Sanya. You don't have to say Kiddush Sanya. You keep this Sanya. Keep the Brisa like it is, because Rabbi Yossi is Yeah, I grant you it's not a very easy way to read the Gemara. Yosef, you're right. But that's what Rabbeinu Yechiel is reading the Gemara. And he's backed up, as the Marsha quotes, a Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, like Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Rosh say, give that Chiddush. If you start Behet to be Yom Yom, it's obviously you don't have to be Mafsik. Even when a Mitzvah D'Raisa comes, you start Behet, you don't have to stop. That's what the Ron says in Shabbos, and Tesla Bez and Sukkah, Lamechetzimah. But Tyson Sukkah says, you got to what? Stop. Okay, but the Lamaisa, the Ron, Poshup Shat, says you don't have to. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan stands on his head and possibly Rabbi Yosef Ligabe Hafsaka shows you did something wrong in the beginning. That would have you did something wrong in the beginning. You better not do something wrong at the end. You better stop dead in your tracks. No, I don't have to. So that's the Chiddush I want to bring out, and that's how we would answer Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Okay? And it's a appeal of the Rosh Hashanah says that this kasha that Rabbi Kivik asked is really asked by the Rosh. He says, Trey Milini. They're two different what? They're two different boxes. I mean, what does one have to do with the other? I mean, you can hold halacha lamaisa, as I said, that maybe you're mechuyev to stop, and it's mutter to start mibod yom. Efshel lahaschum mibod yom. I mean, just because you hold one and the other, you know, the fact is it's two separate meals, shkoyach. They're two different meals. What does one have to do with another, Lamaisa? That's what Bikivager is asking, the same kasha as the Rush is asking. But the Teretz says no. They're talking about what? We're talking about the same meal. We're talking about the same meal. And if we're talking about the same meal, you know, the truth of the matter is, you're talking about the same meal. The Chiddush is you started B'Isser, and the Chiddush is that you are not mechuyev to do, say, I don't want to do another Aveira. I can continue. It's not a problem. Okay. Excellent. Are you got that? This is a hard Rabbi Kivager, but I want you to know the answer to as well. Okay? There's a hard choices here. It's very, very interesting because it all breaks down to whether you have Desanya or Kidisanya. If you say Kidisanya, then it's much easier. It was talking only about Shabbos. And then I just use it as a comparison. It's only talking about Shabbos, and I use it as a comparison. Okay? They're just like on Shabbos. It's fine. I went on Masorah. They also argued on Pesach as well. Okay? Fine? It's a little bit bizarre to me, though, which we'll probably, I don't know if we'll have time to get back to today, but, I mean, if it's only talking about Shabbos, I mean, what does Rabbi Yossi need to say in Mafsikin? Isn't it a Kol Shekein? I mean, if you could start early, I mean, why would you have to stop? Okay, but okay, that's we'll keep that in our minds. Okay, go ahead, Ari, you're doing a great job. Now it even gets a little bit more careful. Let's get it. Gets a little bit more in depth now. Follow. It's not hard though. Go ahead. Ode Nira. In the Tosos. Ode Nira. That's what we're up to in the Tosos.
Ode Nira, the Omer.
Now what is the Ode Nira going on? Is it going on Rabbi Yechiel, or is it going back on the first day in the Tulsa that said Kiditanya? Get this down in your notes. It's 2 days in the Marshal. Two Terutzim in the Marshal. Okay? I thought, like you, Arye, that it's just a continuation of who? It's just a continuation of Rabbi Yechiel. But let's see what he says. Read it. Go ahead. Od Nira.
Od Nira, the Amar Lakama, on the Bidei Haburash, I'm assuming the Kiddush, for Kulai.
There was a chabura sitting there reclining the kiddush. What's a kiddush mean? Became a holy day. What holy day? Either Shabbos or Pesach, both. So that Bryce depicts explicitly that what? Binyamin. That the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is talking about what? Both Shabbos and what? And Pesach. There it is. So according to the Marshal, the first shot of the Marshal, I want you to get it, is that where's the real, what is the Gemara really relying on? What is the Gemara really relying on? Like where do you think they got their Masorah from?
Like Shabbos because of Kiddush.
No, but Kiddush just meant, what did I say Kiddush means? Just that the day becomes holy. Doesn't mean Kiddush literally. It means Kiddush the day. We have to get that, remember?
Yeah.
But what is this, what is the Gemara really resting its value on? Here.
The reclining.
What's it resting its shoulders on? It's really exactly the Gemara Kufa Marav is really relying on Kuf Beis. It's really relying on Bryson and Kuf Beis. That's the Ikaraya. The Ikaraya is what? The Brisa Kuf Bezmaf, that we assume is talking about Shabbos and what? And Pesach. That's why we could say our Brisa says Kidisanya. Like the Brisa. Where do you think they had the Mesorah? Kimle. Where do you think the Mesorah came from that they argue by both? From Kuf Bez. So the Ikaraya is really from where? Kuf Bez. It's like underlying between the lines in the Gemara and Daf Kuf. So therefore the Maharshal says, the end of this Tosus, O Nira, get it down your notes, is going back on, according to the first shot, that it's Kidatanya. Wow. The O Nira is going back on the Kidatanya. Because it's really what? Proving that what? It's really proving that what? That just like they argue by Shabbos, they also argue by Pesach. And where's the Makor and Tanaic literature that shows that? Kuf Bez and Aleph. Our Gemara says only what Shavasos. That's why it says Kidatanya, like it says in the Brisa. And just like they argue by Shabbos, they also argue by Pesach. And, but what do they have in the back of their minds when Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara? Kuf Bez and Aleph. You got that? Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
But how do we know it's Pesach? Is it B'nai Chavura, like Washington?
No, it just doesn't say. It just doesn't say what holiday it was. So if it doesn't say what holiday it was, we assume it's talking about both.
Stoma, does that mean it's like
Stoma means it's anonymous. It's like it didn't say what it was. No, it didn't say what it was. So he assumes it's on all the holidays. Both Shabbos and Pesach. Right? That's what he wants to say. Okay? You got that down? Jake, is that clear? So the Od Nir is really going on the what? Not Rabbi Yechiel. It's going back to the original part of the Tosis. But what's silent about it, and what you have to read between the lines, Ariel, is that sometimes you have to read between the lines in the Gemara. The Gemara is really relying on Kuf Bez and Aleph. And that's why when it says, Desanya Mafsikim Shabbos, it really is Kidisanya. Because that's the Kimle. How do you think they had a Mesorah? They had a Mesorah from that Brisa later. However, I want to, not however, before the however, I want to prove this in Rishonim. If you look in the Tosas HaRashba, which is the Rosh Mishans, and if you look in the Tosas HaRash, they don't quote Rabbi Yechiel at all. And they quote this riot. They quote this Brisa, and they don't quote Rabbi Yechiel at all. That's a slam dunk raya, exactly like the first pshat of the Marashal. That the Od Nir is going on the original pshat of Taisus, not on who? Rabbi Yechiel, because they don't even quote Rabbi Yechiel. And they quote this same Brisa. So that's a beautiful fit to Kidatanya. Please get it down. But then the Marashal says a second shot. What's the second shot of the Marashal? The second shot of the Marashal is that it really should be Desanya, like the Rabbeinu Yechiel. And what's the pshat? It's not a Raya Gemura, but what is it? It's not a Raya Gemura, because they want to bring a Raya. What does Desanya mean? Does Desanya mean a Raya Bruya or not a Raya Bruya? Desanya means a Raya Brura on its own. Kidisanya means, oh, it's just like, so it's not a Raya Brura. What's better to do? If you have the Girsa Kidatanya, which is not a Raya Guru, why don't you just quote the Brisa of Kuf Bez? Say it explicitly, which is a Raya Brura. So it must be the Girsa's Desanya. And the Raya Brura is like who? The Raya Brura is like who? Exactly, Ariel. Excellent. The Raya Brura is exactly like Rabbeinu Yechiel, because what the Brisa here is quoting what? Is talking about Pesach Beferish itself. Because why? Because there's no Chiddush within Shabbos. And the Chiddush within Pesach is that even though you started Isser, I do not have to stop. I don't view it as I'd be doing a second Aver if I continue. You understand what I'm saying, Jake? So therefore, the second Pshat of the Marashal is that the Kavanah of Tosis is to bring is quoting a Raya, that the Brisa should be what? Disanya. That the Brisa itself is a Raya. Because if it's Kidisanya, why do you have to wait to Kuf Bez? Just quote the one of Kuf Bez at Kuf. Why do you have to say it's all between the lines? Why do you have to say that's a little bit difficult? It's not so bad, but okay. And therefore it means Desanya, and it means like Rabbeinu Yechiel. And it's the simplest reading of Tosfos, because Od Nira follows right after Rabbeinu Yechiel, like Aryeh said. Okay, rather than say that Od Nira is going back in the first part of the Tosfos. So that, Lamaisa, is the two ways of the Marashal that I wanted to bring out, Lamaisa. It comes out shot in the Tosis, okay? But throughout that process, we're answering what? We're answering up Rabbi Kiveger. Okay. This brings us to the following, guys. What does it mean, halacha l'maisa, what does it mean We say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. What does that mean, Aryeh? That the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach. What does that mean we have to do? We have to what?
Stop.
We have to stop. Excellent. Now, what does it mean, Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos?
It means that we keep going if we started already.
No, does it mean what? What does it mean we pass like a Yossi on Erev Shabbos? Does it mean that we don't have to stop the meal? That's for sure what it means. Aim afsikin, right?
Right.
But does it also mean linin the haschala? Does it mean also linin the haschala? What do I mean linin the haschala? So let's get this. The Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya says that since Rabbi Yochanan needed to paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Erev Shabbos lahafsaka, we don't paskin like him legabe haschala. What does that mean? We don't paskin like him legabe haschala. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you got to stop. You can't start a meal after 3:30 on Erev Shabbos. 3:30. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi legabe haschaka, mashma v'haschala, we don't hold like him. So what do you say about haschala and Erev Shabbos, Jake? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi by haschala and Erev Shabbos, and you cannot start after 3:30. Tosfos, when we get up to it, hopefully we get up to it on Sunday. I'm not sure. Hopefully, and Dibur Maskel Ain says we paskin Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yossi and Erev Shabbos. Legabe, you don't have to be mafsik, but to start, it's usher from 3 o'clock on, not just from 3:30, but from 3 o'clock. Remember, we said the first brisa. Remember we fixed up the first brisa by saying it didn't mean 3:30. What did it mean? It meant 3. So I made a mistake. It's not 3:30. It's really from 3. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, the guy be starting in Erev Shabbos. We paskin, it's usher. The Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Taisus says it, please. But as you pointed out, Lamaisa, Jake, the Rashbam Dir Maska Omerlo says the halakha is like Rabbi Yossi in Erev Shabbos, that it's shari. Didn't he say it's shari lahaschil? And he brought a riot that it's the Mishnah was Sasa Mishnah. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, Mechavero. We said even Mechaverav, it said. Why didn't he also bring a riot that we pass like Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos? Why didn't he also bring a riot that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Yossi, Erev Shabbos? If you want to say the Lachas like Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos, why didn't he quote that? What's the answer? The Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about what? Hafsaka. No, he's only talking about Hafsaka. He was not talking about a skull. Again, please get this down. When we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, like Gabi Hafsaka on Erev Shabbos, was he also talking about Haskala on Erev Shabbos? So Tosfos, the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Tosfos, the Rashbam, they all seem to say, Bepe Echad, that Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about Hafsaka. We only paskal like Rabbi Yossi, like Gabi Hafsaka of Erev Shabbos. Legabe haschala, we don't hold like him, and it would be usher to start from 3 o'clock on. When the Rashbam is going through all these riots, how we paskin, yes? When he's going through all these riots, how we paskin, he didn't say a word about what? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, paskin Rabbi Yossi. Why doesn't he bring up we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in Erev Shabbos? The answer is because Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about hafsaka. He was not talking about haschala. That's why he didn't touch it, the Rashbam. He didn't quote Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi in Erev Shabbos. Because Rabbi Yochanan only paskin like Rabbi Yossi in Erev Shabbos by what, Jake? By what? Hafsaka, not what? Not haschala. Okay?
How do we rectify that statement that we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Sorry.
Rabbi Yochanan, what? Rabbi Yossi, Lamaisa?
We always paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that's what you said. Unless otherwise.
So why don't we, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we, you're saying?
Yeah.
Why don't we? That's a good question. Why don't we? That's a good kasha. Lahaskal and Erev Shabbos, you want to know why not? Okay, we'll see. Lomaisa. We'll see. Some might, so we'll see. It's a good kasha, but I'm pointing out these Rishonim that say that we don't. It could be Yosef that we do Paskin, but what I'm trying to point out to you is that when Rabbi Yochanan said we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that statement that we Paskin Rabbi Yossi was only limited to Hafsaka. He was not talking about haschala, okay? It could be we might paskin like that. But Rabbi Yochanan, when he made his statement that we paskin Rabbi Yossi, was only talking about hafsaka, not haschala. Oh. And that leads us to, we have to start, then we got to get to Chumash, because we got to close. Dav Mincha. We don't say Tachana and Tu B'Shvat. Therefore, we don't say the Yeratzon's after Kriyas HaTorah this morning. But you hope you did say Keler Chapayim in Lamnatzech. You know the little statement before you, Vahibin Saharon? Those three lines you're supposed to say, and you're supposed to say Lamnatzech. Those go together. The Yeratzon's go with the Tachim. There are four different categories we have to try to start, and we'll continue on Sunday, B'zot Hashem. What are the four categories? Starting an Erev Shabbos, interrupting an Erev Shabbos, starting an Erev Pesach, interrupting an Erev Pesach. Very simple. Four categories we have to investigate. Again, starting an Erev Shabbos, interrupting on Shabbos. Starting an Erev Pesach, interrupting as you go into Pesach. Yes? Those are four categories. So I want to start. Okay, I want to just start, and then we have to go to Chumash. Starting on Erev Shabbos, what does Reb Yossi say? It's mutar lechachilo, and the Rashbam paskins like Reb Yossi, stam mishta kavase, the gam alochem Reb Yossi mechavero. Okay, so according to Reb Yossi, it's mutar lechachilo. We paskin like the Reb Yossi sasim and mishta, the alochem is like Reb Yossi mechavero. Okay, notice what I just said to you, Yosef. We do paskin like Reb Yossi. But that was not part of Reb Yochanan's statement, okay? Now, that begs your kasha a little bit. You could say, Rebbe, well, why didn't Reb Yochanan say it? Okay, that's a kasha. I don't know. But I will tell you, I think that statement was not said by Reb Yochanan in Erevin. You know what I mean? That was a later statement of a Moroyan. Reb Yochanan is a first generation of Moroyan, so that's why I don't think it's a kasha. But we do. To answer your kasha, we actually do paskin like him. But we were focusing on what Reb Yochanan's statement himself covered. Oh, Tosus di Ramaskal Ain, which we didn't yet see inside, also says the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, halachas Rabbi Yossi mechaveiro. And Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, who holds, since in the story in the Brisa lo zazu misham, until they paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Le'inin ein mafsikin. Le'inin ein mafsikin, it says. Le'inin lahastil, the halachas not like him. Wow. Tosus backs out of this b'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel and says the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's usher to start on Erev Shabbos. And Tosus continues and says, the Bahag paskins that the halacha is not like Reb Yossi. So you have the Rashbam and Tosus himself who hold like Reb Yossi, that it's mutter to start on Erev Shabbos after three. And you have the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Bahag that say it is not, we hold like Reb Yehuda. And the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who quotes a raya for the Bahag, that since Reb Yochanan and paskin, the halacha is like Reb Yossi on Erev Shabbos, lahafsaka, lahafsaka, it's mashmal haskel, it's taka aser. So you see, to answer your kasha, Yosef, that's exactly what he's saying. Since Reb Yochanan stood on and said, to say the lachas like Reb Yosef, hafsaka, it's very interesting. Only hafsaka, yes. Only hafsaka, but not haskel. And the Rosh says, there are two different topics. He says, it's two different topics. You can matter lahaskel mi bod yom, and l'shatechshach, you could be mechuyev to stop. What does one have to do with another? And the Rosh Taka paskins like the Rashbam and Tosus that like Reb Yossi that in Erev Shabbos is mutar lahaskel. He says, what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because you paskin like lahafsaka, that doesn't mean lahaskel. There could be two different topics. Okay, so that leads us to where we're at in the Rif. We'll pick that up with, and we got to continue upon the Tosusim. Proud of you guys. Let's close with something from the Parsha, and that is the following. Let's get it. It's interesting that everyone, and you know, it's not easy. Parnassus is not easy. Mr. Brewer says you should try to say Parsaman every day. There's a Yerushalmi that we don't have that says if you say the Parsaman every day, Hashem will give you Parnassus. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes Yushalmi, and the notes from Chevelle says there is no such Yushalmi. But nonetheless, Rabbeinu Bachai says it. But you have to daven, you have to say, you can't just say Parsaman. You got to daven, you know, and you have to realize that you're not the boss. Hashem is in charge. And the Chiddush that I wanted to bring out here that I believe is so, so interesting is the notion of you have to take a vessel. Do you know they had a canister of mun that was saved? It's in the parsha. They used to pick up this canister of mun and show it to everybody. I believe, to visually get in your brain. I don't care how talented you think you are, how smart you are. I know someone who told me there's guys that made so much money in hedge funds, they think they're so brilliant. The guy who's told me this is a very bright man himself, has made a lot of money himself, he said, they don't know what they're talking about. It's all siyata d'shmaya. They did this and that. It's all siyata d'shmaya. And anyone who thinks not that way is gaiva. We take a canister of that mud. Here it is. Diet Coke can. They could try to use it as a PR thing. Diet Coke. Lahav the level of thoughts. You have a canister of mud. Why do you think this canister of mud? They could show Klal Yisrael Hashem is the boss. Please look at it. Don't ever think it's your talent. Kofi wants your money. It's Hashem that's doing it. It's Hashem that's doing it. And this notion is clearly seen when it says V'nachnu Ma. Gemara says in Chulin, Peitesim and Av, Moshe and Aaron's Anava was greater than Avram's Anava in our Parsha. Because Moshe and Aaron said, what are we? What did Avram say? Anochi Ofer V'Efer. I'm nothing but ashes and dirt. Why are they greater than Moshe? And they're in humility. You know what the answer is? Who was Avram talking to? Hashem. To Hashem, you're nothing but dirt and ashes. You know who Moshe and Aaron were talking about? To all of Klal Yisrael. People that were not learned, they said, we are nothing, even to you guys. If your point of reference is someone like that, your level of humility is great. I'm not saying Avraham Avinu's level of humility wasn't great, but it wasn't on Moshe Aaron's level. It's a story that's told with Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. Did I ever tell you that story? He had to be Yom Kippur in a different city. He was one of the Gedolei Hador. He came into shul, then they noticed him in the midst of Yom Kippur. He wasn't the kid. Rebbe, sit up front in the break. They told him, why don't you sit up front? He said, no, I want to daven this neck to this fellow. He's crying his heart out. Morning, evening. Then the gabbai comes over to him in chakras, says to this guy, we're giving you chamishi. He says, chamishi? You should give me shlishi. So he continues to daven to Musa, crying his heart out. And Ramirez, I just can't take it anymore. In the break, he turns to him and says, you're crying your heart out, Musa, and you give the gabbai a hard time that you need to have shlishi and not chamishi? He says, I don't get it. So the fellow turns to Rabbi Yonis and he says, to the Eibishter, I'm a nothing, but to this guy? This guy? That's false anava, guys. That's false anava. Rachman Aliba boy. Avraham Avinu, don't get me wrong, he was an offer to everyone. Okay, but I'm just saying, his point of reference in that case was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe and Aaron talking to Klal Yisrael. They said, we're nothing even to the guys that are below them. That's real another. It's much easier to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the nothing. Avraham Avinu probably would have said it to other people, just wouldn't compare those two statements. That's what I want to bring out. The mon also. Wherever you guys say V'yitein Lecha, if you do say it, the Gemara says in the Megillah, anytime you find Hashem's greatness, Sham Otze An V'Tanusa. Kol Mokum Sh'Ata Matz Hashem Gedul Oso. Ata Motze An, when you see His greatness, you find His humility. And that's what the Parsha of the Mon is conveying to us. This notion of realizing in a real way that you are not the boss. Hashem is the boss. Hashem gives you the Parnasa. Look at that jar of Mon. Look at it visually and realize it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no mon in Eretz Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you got to work for it now and you got to sanctify the mundane. But I have to tell you, Simna Basni Yehoshua. Why does he say you have to say it over in the ayers of Yehoshua? Timchez, Emchez, Zecher HaMolek. Why does he have to say it verbally? Because what happened during David HaMelech's time? Yoav said, I only kill the males. It says what? Zohar. He said, I only have to kill all the males. No. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yoshua how to pronounce it. What does it say? Timchet Zecher. What does Zecher mean? Memory. Not males. To show Yoav that he's wrong. So Zosi Kroma Sefer. Write it in the Sefer, but also verbalize it so that he shouldn't just say, oh, it means Zecher. That it doesn't mean Zecher, it means Zohar. That's exactly this Nekudim. Don't ever be so self-confident. We have a Mesorah we have built upon, like Tesed Kinley. We have a Mesorah. How to read Timchet Zecher Amalek, Emchet Zecher Amalek. We have a Mesorah. Moshe Rabbeinu will articulate it. We have a Mesorah of how to be Anovim, that Hashem is the boss. We have the Kanish Ramon. We have a Mesorah to be taught, like Moshe Aharon, that no matter who it is you're humble to. And to realize that what? That the Mon that was given to us in the Midbar, we shouldn't become Balei Gaiva and say, Kochi Yotzim Yadi, that you did it. It was your talent. It was Hashem behind it. And when you get there, so you're not going to have the money. And you're going to have to work, but you have to sanctify it. And even when you work, it's really Hashem giving it to you. The payers of Eretz Yisrael have more kedusha than the money. Because you work at it, but at the same time you say it's Hashem, it's Hashem, it's Hashem. By the money, it's easy to say it's Hashem, it's Hashem, Hashem. But when you work at something, you think it's you, it's you, it's you. No, it's Hashem. And that's what we strive for. It's a moon to be talking, we have a Messiah to be on Nova, and to realize that Hashem is the boss and not us. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Chaz are over. Stop in Mincha. And everyone have a happy Tu B'Shvat. We'll continue on Sunday. Vayter in the Gemara and the Sugis. Vayter in the Tosim. Okay, let's stop in Mincha. Who wants to dive in the Yom?
I'm here diving. For my grandmother.
Yes, and we wish the Zecher Nishmas.